In the Ethiopian mountains, coffee trees grow today as they once did hundreds of years ago. Known as the birthplace of coffee, Ethiopia is home to the legend of Kaldi, a goat herder who is credited with discovering coffee. The story goes that Kaldi discovered coffee when his goats ate the berries and became so excited that they did not want to sleep at night. He told the abbot at the local monastery, who made a drink with the berries, and discovered that it kept him alert for long hours during evening prayer. News of the beverage spread, and knowledge of the energizing effects of coffee started its popularity. The Arabs were the first to cultivate and trade coffee, and by the 16th century, the product was known in Persia, Egypt, Syria, and Turkey. The energizing effects of the beverage were a perfect substitute for alcohol, which was forbidden according to the rules of the Quran. Its popularity further increased when it was offered in many public coffee houses in the Arabian Peninsula, where people would engage in conversation, listen to music, and read. These coffee houses were popular then as they are popular today for social interaction. Coffee made its way to Europe by the 17th century and was becoming popular throughout the continent. The beverage did have its share of controversy, with critics calling the dark black beverage the bitter invention of Satan. This controversy perhaps fueled its popularity, and coffee houses were quickly becoming the centers of social activity and communication. By the mid-17th century, there were 300 coffee houses in London, many of which attracted patrons with common interests such as merchants, shippers, brokers, and artists. Many business houses grew out of these specialized coffee shops. Lloyd's of London, for example, came into existence at the Edwards Lloyd's Coffee House. And that is our audio podcast for today.